A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. It's breaking news. The Utah County Sheriff's Office says they are recovering a body near Battle Creek Falls above Pleasant Grove.
We still have really limited information here, Maria. We've heard from Utah County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Spencer Cannon that a body is getting recovered. Still no word on the age or identity of this person that was found near Battle Creek Falls. We are in touch with authorities as we speak. We have a KSL reporter on their way to the scene right now. And as always, we will bring you the latest information as soon as we get it. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Gusty winds are giving way to storms today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports there's also a chance this weekend that the flash flood risk moves north.
Gusty winds, really the story earlier in the day as storms move into northern Utah. Now, flash flooding threats exist in southern Utah. Those are going to move north on Sunday. The National Weather Service says widespread heavy rainfalls are going to saturate the soils that we get today and tomorrow. That's going to lead to a flash flooding threat in northern Utah.
Areas like burn scars, dry washes, and small streams are areas at most risk. Fewer wildfires and the big winter have made it a little easier to breathe this year. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
So far this year, Salt Lake County has had a combined 97 days where air quality either pushed the moderate level or was forecasted to exceed healthy standards. By comparison, this is a little better than last year and much better than when the mountains played peekaboo in the wildfire smoke of 2021. Bo Call of the Utah Division of Air Quality says he thinks less wildfires and the big spring runoff likely played a role, but so does taking action on bad air days.
If somebody chooses to not drive or to carpool or stay home and work from home, then that's just that much less pollutant that's getting out on the indoor atmosphere.
While we do need more snow this year, Call says don't expect the cold, wet weather to improve the air quality. That comes down to us. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Millions of people are on the move for Labor Day weekend. It's the unofficial end of summer. Here's Expedia Group travel expert Melanie Fish on vacationing after Labor Day weekend.
We're entering into my favorite time to travel, which is shoulder season, when the crowds and the prices go down and there's a lot more availability. So we put a lot of importance around, oh no, Labor Day, it's the last getaway of the summer. But for me, it's actually the start of the best time to travel.
Gas prices are sitting around $4.31 in Utah, which is quite a bit higher than the national average of $3.81 a gallon. People heading outside will need to keep a close eye out for bugs. Mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus have been seen across the state, and two people have tested positive this year. Experts say the best way to prevent mosquito bites is through the repellent spray and limiting time outdoors when they are most active. Data shows around 20% of people infected with the virus will get flu-like symptoms. The three Republicans running to replace Congressman Chris Stewart will spend the final weekend before the primary election day trying to win over their final swath of voters. Majority of registered Republicans live in Salt Lake, Davis, and Washington counties, but Celeste Malloy says the rural vote could swing this election.
It's not outside of the possibility to have a 30-30-30 split in the three counties. And then the 20% of the district that's rural is going to be the deciding factor.
Bruce Huff says he'll be working to meet voters face-to-face. Becky Edwards' campaign says that she's been in every county over the last 2 weeks. The U.S. unemployment rate ticked up to 3.8% last month. Science Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove says this was a surprise to many experts who thought unemployment would hold steady.
However, this is what the Federal Reserve wants to see. They want to see some softening in the labor market. They want to see a little bit more upside on that unemployment rate to try to soften the conditions and soften off some of the inflation that we've been seeing.
Spendlove tells Utah's Morning News the U.S. also added 187,000 jobs last month. He says that's a sign of a resilient labor market. President Biden is taking a victory lap after this morning's job report. The president says it's a moment to celebrate the achievements of American workers.
Well, I'm proud of the historic legislation my administration has passed and the policies we've enacted. The real heroes in this story are the American people, average Americans. They're the ones getting up every day, putting their heads down, going out that door and going to work.
Wage growth cooled in August, which is a sign to the Fed that inflation is probably going down. Other national stories, PSL is following. The state of Hawaii is having a day of vigils and prayers now that the search for human remains on Maui has ended.
As the sun rose over the Hawaiian Islands, ancient ceremonies were held from island to island for emotional and spiritual healing, beginning a day of prayer. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
The grief, hardship, and suffering our people are experiencing are unimaginable.
The day of ceremonies being broadcast via radio to all of the islands embracing the history of Hawaii and its healing. Alex Stone, EBC News.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. For the most part, it's kind of quiet out there. We do have a report of lines down eastbound 12th Street at about 1000 West in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dijanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
47% of CD2 voters aren't sure.
This could be anybody's race right now.
Breaking news. Important talk all morning on KSL News Radio.
Amanda, we have a lot of responsibilities as parents. You feel obligated to teach your kids many things, if not all things in life sometimes, which is a little overwhelming. But it's surprising how little we talk to our kids about money.
Financial responsibility.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited to tell you about what UCCU is doing, Utah Community Credit Union. As part of their mobile banking, they now have this thing called Learn and Earn.
Learn and Earn breaks down financial topics into fun, bite-sized educational games like quizzes and trivia. And every time anybody in the family completes a topic, you earn points that can accrue and you can redeem for gift cards from places like Amazon, Apple, Walmart, and others.
So literally, they are paying you to learn about financial responsibility.
It really is a great way to go, and it's fun for the whole family. Learn and Earn is part of UCCU's award-winning Be Money Smart Youth Banking program that helps kids, teens, and parents have fun while learning and becoming financially literate together.
UCCU Mobile Banking now presents Learn and Earn. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane, rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with 7 NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows. They install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Utah's best entertainment for 34 years running happens next week at Thanksgiving Point. Join story lovers from across the globe at Timpanogos Storytelling Festival. Visit timpfest.org.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Authorities say they are recovering a body near Battle Creek Falls in Pleasant Grove right now. We will bring you more updates as we get them right here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1208. The monthly cost of owning a new car has taken a dramatic increase. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
The average yearly cost for a new car is $12,182, which prices out to a little more than $1,000 a month. Utah's AAA spokesperson Julian Paradis told the Herald Journal vehicle costs will depend on make or model, but overall supply chain issues, depreciation, and price jumps play a huge role. Additionally, more oversized and feature-heavy vehicles just cost more to produce. AAA Utah suggests if you're shopping for a new car, then plan ahead and begin budgeting right now. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports. BYU Cougar fans are excited to return to Lavelle Edwards Stadium tomorrow night as they play their first game as the member of the Big 12 Conference. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
The wait to join a Power 5 conference is over, and BYU is ready to start a new chapter in their history. Offensive coordinator Aaron Roderick says they have a lot of new players on offense and defense, and he wants to see how the team responds when they face adversity.
Game ones are always, you know, always a wild card, and there's usually some mistakes in game ones, and so you have to just play hard and try to overcome those. But I expect us to play well.
BYU is hosting Sam Houston with the kick at 8:15. You'll hear all the action right here on KSL News Radio with the pregame starting at 6. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
And that pregame is sponsored by UCCU. Love where you bank. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We're going to start a little south. And this is I-15 going between Utah and Juab County. Now, we do have a little bit of slowing on the southbound side of I-15 between Payson and Santaquin. But what is amazing to me is that you have completely wet roads along I-15 in spots of that area between Santaquin and Spanish Fork. So you may be driving in wet weather, so adjust your speeds accordingly. Now, a little closer to home, we had a KSL traffic reporter reporting, KSL traffic trooper reporting big gusty winds blowing drivers around along I-15 in Sandy and Draper. So the weather is definitely changing. Also, a KSL traffic trooper reporting lines down. This is due to a semi taking them out, and traffic has been blocked eastbound 12th Street at about 10th West. Overall, Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 seeing a pretty good drive at this time. How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? You don't, unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com to get free quotes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures running below average with cloudy, windy conditions around. Expect gusts between 35 and 45 miles an hour this afternoon. A little less wind tonight, and we will see a chance for more rain, too, with these cloudy skies in place. And then for tomorrow, get ready for partly to mostly cloudy skies again and a chance for a few more storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, it's mostly cloudy and 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll touch base with Utah Department of Transportation with what you need before heading out for the long weekend. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, your all-day companion for news.
Are you finally ready to lose weight for life? Imagine the new you and feeling good in your body without the discomfort and even pain from the excess weight. Get your consultation today at Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City to assess your health and discuss if their safe and effective weight loss treatment with semaglutide or tirzepatide are a good fit for you. They offer treatments for anyone who may need support in their weight loss goals or who may benefit from prescription weight loss support with pricing up to 60% less than the name brand medications. They also offer comprehensive DNA-based testing to help you understand your metabolism to make sustained weight loss, better performance, and fitness a reality. Join our satisfied patients who are maintaining substantial weight loss. Call Revive today and book your consultation. Men, women, and couples are all welcome at Revive. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
At Shane Company, we believe everybody is made to shine. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Your moments, your milestones, your love story all deserve to shine bright. You don't need an occasion. You and your life are the event. So put on earrings that make you sparkle, diamonds that light up the room, an heirloom you'll treasure for years to come. We're all made to shine. Shane Company, fine jewelry since 1929.
The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
experts think less wildfires and the big spring runoff are helping us have a better air quality year. KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says that they are recovering a body near Battle Creek Falls above Pleasant Grove. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Wet roads and windy conditions along I-15. That's anywhere from Murray all the way down to Santaquin. But we are looking at a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy and windy today, and a chance for some showers and storms this afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 79 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The three-year pandemic pause on federal student loans is lifting in parts. Interest begins accruing again today, and payments resume for millions of Americans October 1st. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more on what borrowers should know as these payments begin again.
Ask your service lender for a deferment or forbearance. This will temporarily freeze your payments. With forbearance, though, it's important to know that interest will continue to accrue even though those payments are frozen. And if your loan was not in good standing prior to the freeze, before the pandemic, make sure you sign up for the government's Fresh Start program, and that will bring your loan back into good standing.
The Labor Department's latest figures show that 187,000 jobs were added in August. That beat expectations, but also shows that it's cooling in the wake of the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. President Biden today says it shows the economy is resilient.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces.
The president travels to Florida tomorrow to tour some of the destruction caused by Hurricane Idalia. It hit Florida's west coast as a Category 3. Residents in hard-hit Horseshoe Beach returning today, salvaging what they can. Tammy Bryan says her church was heavily damaged.
There's really no words to describe how you feel and what you feel at the time.
Remembrance and healing across the Hawaiian Islands today.
As sun rose over the Hawaiian Islands, ancient ceremonies were held from island to island for emotional and spiritual healing, beginning a day of prayer. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
The grief, hardship, and suffering our people are experiencing are unimaginable.
The day of ceremonies being broadcast via radio to all of the islands, embracing the history of Hawaii and its healing.
ABC's Alex Stone. You're listening to ABC News.
Boyd Matheson on political expectations.
Sadly, I think we've been conditioned as voters to look to Washington to solve all the big problems of the day. And what we really need to recognize is that our politicians rarely lead. It's community and culture that lead, and the politicians follow. If we're going to have a different kind of politics in the country, we have to expect different from our politicians.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. It's Labor Day weekend, which means a lot of people will be out on the roads heading out of town. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. John, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What do you hope people will keep in mind as they hit the roads this weekend?
Well, that if you have in mind that you want to get out of town and enjoy the unofficial end of summer, you're not the only one. There's going to be a lot of folks out there. And so we're anticipating, I think the biggest trouble spot today is going to be southbound I-15. We're anticipating delays of up to 20 minutes as people are making their way down to St. George, Las Vegas, even California. So just give yourself some extra time. And if you can avoid traveling during the afternoon to early evening hours, you'll probably save yourself some of the headaches.
Yeah, what are some of the construction projects that could also cause some slowdowns?
Well, we do have a break on most of our major construction projects, but you'll still see those lane shifts and reduced speed limits and in some of those areas. I-80 and the I-215 project that's been going on for quite some time now. We have the lane shifted and the lane split that's still going on there. I-15 in Farmington, US-6 north of Price, and I-15 in Nephi. Now that's one that has lanes reduced pretty much all the time. We are having having all lanes open this weekend, but that's something that you'll still want to keep in mind as you're traveling down through Nephi. That's another area that we could see some backups of maybe 10 to 15 minutes this afternoon.
Right. Any other things people should keep in mind?
Well, on Monday, coming back from the holiday, the big area of concern is US 6 and Spanish Fork Canyon. We could see delays of up to 40 minutes on Monday afternoon from anywhere from 1 to 7 p.m. as people are coming back into the Wasatch Front, you know, for Moab or camping. That's an area that could get really bogged down. So if you can stay an extra day or if you can leave earlier in the morning, you'll avoid some of those issues.
Great. John, appreciate your advice. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is UDOT spokesperson John Gleason. KSL News Time 1219, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Well, right now, we are looking at light traffic, good speeds on all the valley freeways. If you're headed north, maybe towards Willard Bay, Pine View, or even Bear Lake for the holiday weekend, I-15 in great shape, and that's from downtown Salt Lake City all the way into Box Elder County, over to the east. No problems on the way to Rockport or even Wyoming or Echo. I-80 in the canyon as well as on the way to Wyoming, looking good. And then I-15 in Utah County. Not bad. The exception is we have weather that is making the road a little wet and soggy as you're traveling I-15 in the Payson area. Drivers seem to be handling it pretty well, just a little bit of a reduced speed, and that's cautionary. Right now, no freeway accidents to report. UDOT traffic alert. Plan ahead for delays this Labor Day weekend, just as we heard, on Utah highways, especially Highway 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon and on I-15 in Salt Lake and Davis counties. Try to avoid traveling during the evening commute. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7A forecast shows temperatures will be running a little bit below normal as we head through the weekend. Monsoonal moisture in place, and that means highs in the low 80s and shower and thunderstorm chances for the afternoon. We might even see a little bit of rain tomorrow morning. Temperature-wise, we'll see highs in the low 80s Saturday and Sunday with lows in the upper 60s. Storm chances around again, especially Sunday afternoon. And then for Labor Day, we'll see a chance for rain as the last of the system moves through, and that will cool us off to highs only in the low to mid 70s. A little warmer and drier for the rest of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And it's starting to look like it could rain any second here in downtown Salt Lake City. Blustery, dark clouds, 79 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets, kind of flat today, but the Dow is in the green. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
Over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa.
4 days only. Today through Monday.
Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa.
4 days only. Today through Monday.
Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy.
We can remove your old hot tub.
Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tub starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Today, noon to 8. Saturday, 10 to 8. Sunday, 10 to 6. Monday, 10 to 6. Free admission. Free parking. Free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you know why more homeowners choose AnyHour Services for help when it's time to replace their air conditioners? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with AnyHour Services, and the main reasons people choose AnyHour Services is because of our people, processes, and convenience. People tell us all the time that there's just something different about having an AnyHour Services technician in their home. That's why most of our over 18,000 Google reviews mention our technicians by name. Another reason is our 7-step install process that we call the AnyHour Difference. It all starts with a needs analysis where you explain what you like and dislike about your current system. This helps us design and size a system that fits your comfort and efficiency preferences as well as your home's airflow requirements. As for convenience, most of our installs are completed in one day. We also have flexible, no-money-down financing options available, even if you've been told no in the past. So if you've been thinking about getting a new air conditioner, call AnyHour Services and schedule a free estimate today. Google AnyHour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than AnyHour Services.
People who love sports but have the Spectrum cable service are not happy right now. ABC, ESPN, and other Disney-owned channels have gone dark on Spectrum as the two companies try and negotiate a new deal.
Until an agreement is reached, Spectrum TV subscribers nationwide will not have access to the ESPN networks, the Disney-branded channels, Freeform, the FX networks, and the National Geographic channels.
ABC's Josh Einiger says both sides will continue to try to reach a deal. Watching Utah's Money, shoppers have some strong feelings about a new Walmart shopping cart design debuted in Kentucky. It's taller with some added features. One shopper says she couldn't see around her daughter who was sitting in the baby seat because it was too tall. Some shoppers like the new cart, especially the phone and the cup holder. A line of high chairs are getting recalled after regulators say almost a dozen kids were injured from falling out of them. More than 80,000 Tommy Brand Boone Flair Elite high chairs made before 2016 are included. Regulators say the chair can separate from the base, causing a fall. Customers can contact the company for a free repair kit. Taylor Swift has announced a concert movie that will show in theaters. The movie Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, will open in North American theaters on October 13th. AMC has upgraded its website to handle a ticket rush 5 times greater than it's ever experienced. Now, it's pricier than a normal movie, costing up to $20. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 37 points. It sits at 34,763. S&P, it's down by 4. The NASDAQ, it's down by 46 points. Mystery hunters have converged on a Scottish lake to look for signs of the mythical Loch Ness Monster. Researchers will look for evidence of Nessie using thermal imaging drones, infrared cameras, and a hydrophone to detect underwater sounds. It's a 2-day event billed as the biggest survey of the lake in the last 30 years. Several theories have been forward to explain these monster sightings. Many believe the sightings are hoaxes or can be explained by floating logs or strong winds. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1228.
This Tuesday, you can postmark your ballot on Election Day this year.
Republicans make their choice.
It's hard to compare this election to ones of the past.
Reporter Lindsay Ehrens will cover every twist and turn in our countdown to the 2nd District primary. It's the race to replace Congressman Chris Stewart. All this week on KSL News Radio.
It's me again, and of course, I'm at the annual Fall Extravaganza at J&J Garden Center in Layton. And what a great time to buy. Right now, all containerized trees, all shrubs, and all perennials are 20% off. You heard me right. J&J's entire inventory of containerized trees, shrubs, and perennials are 20% off their regular price. J&J Garden Center definitely has the best products at the best price, and most definitely the best service, too. But don't take my word for it. Come experience J&J Garden Center for yourself. Take advantage of their incredible fall tree, shrub, and perennial extravaganza. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home.
J. Garden Center.
Join Mitch Harper this afternoon at Macy's and American Fork, 135 East Main Street, from 4 to 7 for fun, prizes, and a chance to win tickets to the BYU-Southern Utah football game or a Macy's gift card. KSL News Time 1229, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we are seeing the effects of the weather, sometimes impacting the drive. We have wet roads in the bottom portion of I-15 in Utah County. And then we also have wind gusts that you'll see that some of the signs and traffic lights are bouncing a bit, and that means you're going to feel it too if you're out on the freeway. KSL traffic reporter reporting a backup to backup to freeway speeds just after the on-ramp northbound I-15 in Utah County at 1600 North. I didn't have anything reported there. Not really seeing anything in the traffic cameras just yet. In fact, overall, Valley Freeway traffic looking pretty good for your Friday noontime drive. Utah Symphony's Films and Concerts series delivers full-feature films on the big screen as the orchestra plays the soundtrack live. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, a high today of 85, 60% chance of showers, 86 for a high tomorrow, and those showers will be decreasing to about a 40%. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 79 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. And it is breaking news. Utah County Sheriff's Office says they are recovering a body near Battle Creek Falls above Pleasant Grove. Officials have not released any other information like age or identity. We are continuing to reach out to authorities to figure out exactly what happened here. KSL reporter is on the way. We will continue to keep you updated here on KSL News Radio. People catching a flight out of town for Labor Day should be prepared to weave through some of the highest foot traffic of the year. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more.
The Salt Lake City International Airport is fully staffed for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. Nancy Vollmer, Director of Communications at the airport, shares today's foot traffic projections.
Today, Friday, is one of the busier days leading into the weekend. We are looking at more than 30,000 passengers come through the front door.
A busy off-holiday travel day sees about 20,000. Nancy offers some tips to remember before heading out the door.
So make sure that what you're packing is something that's allowed through the TSA checkpoint. Because if there are items that are not allowed and they have to slow down that line, it slows down everyone.
She also reminds everyone to give yourself some extra time and be patient. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Airports across the country gearing up for a busy holiday weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport says that there has been a recent uptick in unruly passenger incidents.
We are continuing the zero tolerance policy for people who act out on an airplane. The flight crew are there to keep you safe, and they deserve to be treated with respect. No one should do anything that endangers the flight crew or fellow passengers on the plane.
O'Hare is regularly one of the nation's busiest airports during any holiday. It's been a pretty good year for our lungs along the Wasatch Front. Data from the Utah Division of Air Quality shows we've had less days where air quality starts to leave the healthy range this year than we've had in the previous three.
We didn't have the wildfire smoke, and that can tend to exacerbate the ozone creation to a point. And so not having that, we've been able to breathe a little bit easier without having that contaminant as well.
Bo Call with the Division of Air Quality also says extended spring runoff didn't hurt either. However, he says don't expect another big winter to fix air quality problems. Visa and MasterCard are planning to hike fees that merchants pay to accept customers' credit cards, which Zions Bank senior economist says is mainly in response to inflation. However, these fee increases directly affect small businesses.
Credit card companies have to maintain their operations, and so they're imposing larger fees. But then the struggle for merchants is, you know, they can only absorb so much of those fee increases before they have to pass it along to consumers in higher prices.
Spendlove says if customers opt out of paying with credit cards and instead pay with cash or debit, they can help local merchants avoid more expensive fees. For worried student loan borrowers who now have to once again deal with interest on their payments, there are a few ways to soften the financial impact. ABC's Brittany Shepherd has more.
As of Friday, those with student loans will once again see interest accrue on their balances that have been frozen for the last 3 years. Payments are due in just 1 month, on October 1st. But there are workarounds for worried borrowers. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Ask your service lender for a deferment or forbearance. This will temporarily freeze your payments. With forbearance, though, it's important to know that interest will continue to accrue even though those payments are frozen.
The Biden administration has a safety net, too, instituting a year-long grace period where late or missed payments will not be reported to credit agencies. Brittany Shepherd, ABC News, Washington.
Mountain Land Technical College will break ground on a new campus in Payson today. The college says the 85,000-square-foot campus will help solve some of the workforce demand in the growing area. Legislature approved funds for the campus back in 2021, but the project was delayed because of a statewide pause on capital construction. The BYU football team kicks off their first Big 12 season tomorrow night when they host Sam Houston in Lavelle Edwards Stadium. KSL BYU insider Mitch Harper tells Utah's Morning News, BYU will need to work on their cohesiveness as a team.
Being a revamped roster with nearly 60 new players on this team from last season, BYU needs to be in cruise control, or at least handle this game to a degree where Sam Houston is never threatening to pull the upset.
Mitch says BYU's first two games will be in Provo, which is the first time that this has happened since 2012. Kickoff is at 8:15 tomorrow, and our pregame coverage starts at 6 on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. First look traffic, Ricky Meese, it's pretty blustery out there right now.
It is, and drivers are going to feel it. It reminds me of a Pooh Bear blustery kind of day.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
There are leaves blowing around. It's starting to feel like fall. Now, we have had rain, and it has soaked I-15, slowing the speeds a little bit in Payson. And then up north, we have some slowdown southbound I-15 approaching and passing 21st Street, going through Weber County. And I don't have anything reported, but we'll keep an eye on that. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Here we are on the cusp of another election cycle, so lost in performative politics.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time, 1237. Labor Day weekend is upon us, which means lots of Utahns will be heading outside for some camping. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Division of State Parks spokesperson Devin Chavez. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Absolutely. Happy to help.
So what can we expect? Are you actually going to be able to find a spot to camp this weekend?
This is one reason we always recommend reservations beforehand. But if you haven't made yours yet, there still are some spots available. So if you're one of those people that are looking to, you know, find a last-minute spot, you can visit stateparks.utah.gov, click our reserve button, and on there, there's going to be an option that just says camping this weekend. If you give that a click, it will give you all the campsites that currently still have reservations open across the state this weekend. So if you're looking for a last-minute option, there's some right there.
So what can people expect when they do want to head out to the parks this weekend?
Well, this weekend, it really kind of depends on where you're at in the state. Some areas of the state are seeing a little bit less than sunny weather right now. So it really just kind of depends on where you're at. I myself am in the Wasatch back today, and I was planning on enjoying some parks and shooting my bow at some of the state park archery ranges. But it's a little rainy, a little stormy out, so I'm making some alternative plans. A lot of people in southern Utah are seeing the same thing, but it looks like the sun's going to be popping back out. But this just goes to show that you need to check weather conditions, water temperatures, anything like that before getting on the road and having an alternative plan just in case those plans do need to change.
How many people are you really expecting to flood the parks this weekend?
A lot of them. Holiday weekends, especially near the end of summer, are a lot of people's last hurrah for the season. School starting back up and families and friends are looking to just get out and have a good time. So this is one of those bigger weekends that you see throughout the year where people are looking to, hey, all the things that we are trying to get in before school starts and things go kind of back to normal and we say goodbye to summer, they're looking for this weekend to get it in.
Okay. Any spots we should just avoid?
Your more popular parks, I wouldn't say avoid them, but you can expect the traditionally busy parks to be busy, especially this weekend. The Jordanelles, the Deer Creeks, and the Sand Hollows of the world are more than likely going to be quite busy. So you can look for some of those more hidden gems. If you're in southern Utah, looking at the Quail Creeks or the Gunlocks. If you're up here on the Wasatch Front or the Wasatch Back, looking at the East Canyons. Echo State Parks just opened back up about a month and a half ago. There's an option right now. Or even the Hirams if you're up near the Bear Lake area, because that park can be expected to get quite busy too. So it's looking for those hidden gems, and you can find them all at stateparks.utah.gov.
Devin, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. Stay safe out there and have fun.
All righty. Live on the KSL Newsline is Devin Chavez. He's with the Utah Division of State Parks. KSL Newstime, 1239, traffic and weather together. And it's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meese.
Maria, we're just getting this information in that due to the weather, high-profile vehicles are now prohibited from traveling eastbound to I-80. That's really between the state line from Nevada all the way over to Lake Point in Tooele County. And these high winds, as we've been reporting, are really blowing drivers around. So if you're carrying an empty load, or even if you're in a small vehicle without a lot of weight attached to you, you're going to get bumped around. But right now, high-profile vehicles now prohibited eastbound I-80 between Wendover and Lake Point. Now, we've had some unusual slowing southbound I-15 in Weber County. Not really sure why, as you're approaching and passing 21st Street. And then we have also had a traffic trooper reporting that lines were down. A semi took down a power pole eastbound 12th Street near 10th West, and traffic had been backed up in the area. So you want to use a little bit of caution there. But also in the Ogden area, we've had fire crews working to get a handle on a structure fire, and they've asked drivers to avoid the area at the 500 block of 6th Street. Time to replace your roof. Intermountain West contractors can finish most roofs in one day. Use Radio 1000 and get $1,000 off a roof replacement now. IWCroofing.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll see a chance for showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, and the windy conditions will stick around with gusts potentially up towards 40, 45 miles an hour along the Wasatch Front. Less wind tonight, though, and after highs in the low 80s, we'll see lows in the upper 60s tonight with a chance for showers and maybe a stray storm overnight tonight and more unsettled weather this weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, 79 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's new news. Starting today, student loans will start growing interest once again. We'll talk to a financial counselor about the impacts in just a few minutes during the KSL In-Depth. This is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, your all-day companion for news.
Hey, BYU football fans, come see KSL's own Mitch Harper this Friday, September 1st at Macy's Grocery Store in Pleasant Grove, 931 West State Street from 4 to 7 p.m. for fun, prizes, and chances to win tickets to the BYU-Sam Houston football game or a $50 Macy's gift card. You'll have multiple chances to win every hour. And during the broadcast, be sure to visit the Macy's Meat Department and pick up some of their easy meals. They're all cut, seasoned, and prepared just for you. Put them on the grill or in the oven, and you have dinner in a snap. These meals are perfect for dinner or any tailgate party. So celebrate the football season and join KSL's own Mitch Harper this Friday, September 1st at Macy's Tailgate in Pleasant Grove from 4 to 7 p.m. Food, activities for the family, and you can win tickets to the BYU-Sam Houston football game or a $50 Macy's gift card. Macy's, happy shopping!
You know, there are whodunits, and then There's Catch Me If You Can that is showing right now at Hale Center Theater. The other night, Dee and I had the chance to be there, and it is a remarkable production. You are left wondering what in the world is going on, who indeed did do it. Don't miss Catch Me If You Can. It's showing right now at Hale Center Theater. And don't forget, in a couple of weeks, mid-September, it'll be Around the World in 80 Days. It's time to get your tickets for that production. And then also Elf is coming up in November. And believe it or not, it's not too early to get your tickets for A Christmas Carol at Hale Center Theater. Every year I get a call from the theater and they say, yeah, I know it's September, I know it's October, but we're getting sold out. Don't miss the opportunity to see this amazing production that you're going to love at Hale Center Theater. Get your tickets for everything right now at hct.org.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah County officials say they are recovering a body that was found in the area of Battle Creek Falls in the mountains above Pleasant Grove. I'm KSL News Radio's Kate Davis.
Second, if you're headed out of town for the holiday, be prepared for some pretty sizable crowds at Salt Lake International Airport. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Right now, high-profile vehicles are prohibited from traveling eastbound I-80 between Wendover over to Lake Point into Willa County, and then delays southbound on I-15 in Weber County approaching and passing 21st Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Weather changes are here. Cloudy conditions and winds gusting to almost 50 miles an hour. We'll see rain chances, too, later today. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In Ohio, police body camera video released today by Blinden Township Police showing the encounter between black pregnant driver Takiya Young and two officers who wanted to question her about the possible shoplifting. That video shows officers trying to question her when Young starts to drive forward and allegedly hit an officer who then fired a shot at the windshield, killing her. ABC News analyst Bernarda Villanueva says that the tape still shows that there's many questions that remain.
Where was the officer exactly at the moment where Ms. Young accelerated her vehicle? And did she accelerate after or before he actually went in front of this vehicle?
Ohio state investigators are in charge of that probe. President Biden touted the latest jobs reports with 187,000 added in July. The president shows the economy is resilient. Adalia is out to sea, but cleanup has just begun from Florida to the Carolinas. The president travels to Florida tomorrow. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. Interest on federal student loans starts accruing once again starting today. Loan payments will start up again in October, which will have a ripple effect on the economy. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is University of Utah Financial Wellness Center Assistant Director Beth Hunsaker. Beth, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So first of all, what is your biggest advice for those students with student loans?
So for those students whose payments are going to be starting up again in October, it's really important, number one, that you have your information up to date with your studentaid.gov so you can find out who your servicer is. The second most important thing is to work it into your budget. You're going to have to put these up on a high priority to make sure that you get these paid off in time.
So what are you seeing then with the non-federal student loans? Are those as much of an issue for borrowers?
So a lot of people who have had private loans have already been paying them. There weren't the same COVID protections that were on those loans. So if you have a mix of public and private loans, you're going to have to be paying on both.
So what would be the difference of just taking out another loan and accruing a different type of debt rather than trying to pay off the student loans the way they've been set up? I mean, what's the balance like?
So if you're looking to find other ways to help pay these loans, federal loans can offer a lot of good protections. So it's not always in your best interest to move these loans to other non-federal types of debt.
Okay, so maybe it's best to stay put and just pay what you've already said that you were going to, what you've already borrowed, right?
Yes, and it's so important to look at the repayment options. Part of what has changed is looking at income-based repayment options. So it is so important to go in and look at what your options are. StudentAid.gov has a calculator that gives you different options. You don't have to do the standard 10-year repayment plan. you can look at income-based, like the new SAVE program, which can actually help decrease the loan payment amount for lower income borrowers.
Beth, have you heard from a lot of people who are very stressed about now having to go in and start making these payments?
Absolutely. This is a stressful time. People haven't been having to pay on these loans for over 3 years. And so to have to find these payments in their budget is going to be extremely difficult, especially if they're carrying other types of debt like credit card debt that we have also seen increasing.
Okay, Beth, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Beth Hunsaker. She is with the University of Utah. She's a Financial Wellness Center assistant. KSL News Time, 1249, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Ricky?
Well, truckers, this one's for you. High-profile vehicles are now prohibited from traveling eastbound I-80 between the Nevada state line at Wendover over to Lake Point in Tooele County. You'll have to delay your travel time. Now, Valley Freeway traffic actually looking at a pretty good drive. We have some delays up north, though. This is southbound I-15 in Ogden as you're approaching and passing 21st Street and again from Riverdale Road down to Roy. The Utah RV Super Show at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, September 14th through 17th. Get information and discount passes at utahrvsupershow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows temperatures topping out in the low 80s this weekend, and monsoonal moisture in place means a chance for storms in the afternoon, especially in the evening hours. Highs in the low 80s and upper 60s this weekend, and then Monday, rain likely for the Wasatch Front and even cooler with temperatures topping out in the low 70s. Drier by Tuesday, though, we'll see highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, and then we'll gradually warm things up with drier weather in place for the rest of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Mostly cloudy, windy, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tim and Amanda, Utah's Morning News.
Trust is more important in our business, Tim, than it's ever been in my lifetime, in all of my many years of being here at KSL, because there's so much misinformation out there, and there's so much information that is heavy laden with opinion. When you come to us in the morning, what you get is the news. You get what's happening without a lot of spin or opinion and without any misdirection. That's just the pure, simple thing that you get.
When you talk about the misinformation that's out there, which there is, sometimes those stories just change from one morning to the next. And so hopefully you feel like each day as new information becomes available or we learn new things, this was certainly true during the pandemic, this is the place where we're going to share that information with you and talk about the things that are going to most affect your life.
Wake up with Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time 1254. The president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, President Russell M. Nelson, is donating 30 years of his medical journals and operation reports to the University of Utah Medical School.
President Nelson is known for his role in developing the artificial heart and lung machine. He performed more than 7,000 surgeries and performed the first open heart surgery in Utah. Now he's giving back to the U of U, where he got his medical degree.
I kept copies of all my operative records from 1954 to 1984.
President Nelson says he is grateful for the role the school played in his education and surgical career. The records will be housed in the Spencer S. Eccles Health Sciences Library. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Americans are falling behind on their car loans and credit card payments. More than 3.5% of car loans and credit cards are now delinquent. Financial advisors say it's important to make more than the minimum payment. They also say it's a good idea to switch to cash if you're dealing with credit card debt. KSL drives, batteries, and older Nissan Leaf electric vehicles are getting turned into portable power sources that can be used to run gadgets on the go or deliver emergency power in disasters. Nissan is reusing batteries that can still hold a charge and using them in these portable power sources. Companies aren't using as many temp workers. This used to be a sign of economic slowing, but lately experts have been saying it means the U.S. labor market is healthy because companies just don't need them. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 74 points. It's about 0.25%, sitting at 34,796. S&P 500 up by just a fraction, and the NASDAQ hits down by 33 points. KSL Sports. The BYU women's soccer team pulled off a big victory last night. The 7th-ranked Cougars hosted the number-1-ranked UCLA Bruins, and BYU won 3-1.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.